Welcome back. It's your host, Lonnie Ray. I'm excited once again today to have you here. Thank you so much. As you know, this show is about revelations that lead to better manifestations. So it's basically becoming responsive in a positive way, no matter what shows up or doesn't show up. That's expectations, right? Like if the store greeter doesn't look too greetingly at you, send him some love, man. This is really about keeping your vibration high. And as you encounter things, becoming adept at responding from compassion, like, oh, wow, Bunky must be having a bad day. Let me project some love their way. Like, really, that's going to help everything. See, we can bring about world peace one person at a time. That means you. Yes. You make a big difference. And the more you stay centered and in your zone, your personal big yes, living out that according to where your voice, your soul self is guiding you perfectly, by the way, you're doing the world a world of good. Okay. So that's your mission. And mine is to show you a couple tricks that I learned and some stories to back it up. Here's what happened. I went on a cruise for the first time and I was all excited, you know, brought all the fancy clothes and all the makeup. I was a makeup artist at the time, so you can bet I had a buttload of makeup. Got into the cabin and dumped it all out on the bed. Much to my horror, I forgot my under eye concealer. Now, I had planned to keep makeup to a dull roar and, you know, in the sun and stuff, but boy, I needed that. And I have a unique coloring, especially at that time. This was decades ago. Most of the makeup had an undertone of pink and yellow. So most things didn't match anyway, but I had something that would have matched. Oh man, I ran down to the gift store and they don't have under eye concealer on a cruise ship. They should, if they were thinking. Anyway, they weren't. And so I figured, well, we're going from LA down to Mexico. So I popped into the various ports in Mexico, found lots of Kachina dolls and sombreros and some Mexican blankets, but no under eye concealer. I must have been vocal about it, asking people, you know, if you see it, let me know, whatever. I was determined to find some. So that gave me a mission. Other than being a tourist buying Mexican Kachina dolls, I had a mission. And it was unfulfilled. So on this particular day of the cruise, they offered a day excursion. And I normally wouldn't go. It was a catamaran, held 50 people. And the adventure was snorkeling in this cove. Now, just as a side note, I had a near-death experience in the ocean. And I haven't been keen to go in it over my head. I was on the swim team. I can swim. But, you know, I was still carrying some remnants of that baggage, that experience, which was wonderful, by the way. And I'll tell you about it another time. So anyway, for me to get the big yes, to take this excursion on a catamaran with 50 people, it was called the Booze Cruise. And I'm pretty sure I was won over by the booze part of the title. So we get to the cove. I jump in, do the cursory swim around with my snorkel mask on. It's really pretty. You can see down to the bottom. I don't know how deep it was, but I was like, okay, that's enough for me. And I got back on. I was one of the, you know, first in, first out. And I was waiting for the party to start, the booze part of the cruise. And finally, the other people got on board. They're at the far end doing the limbo. And I'm watching from the bow. And this little elf of a person comes up to me. She was very small, but very pixie-like, and has something in her hand, and she holds it up like to my cheek almost, right up to my face, looks at it, looks at me, says, "This looks like your color. I found it on the bottom of the ocean." And she hands it to me. Ready for this? It was under eye concealer. And it was fresh. I opened it. It was my color. Because apparently L'Oreal had just come out with Color Match. Dude, you can't make this up. I used that thing for a year. And I got some more. What are the odds? I must have looked like the one person who really needed the under eye concealer. That's why she came to me out of 50 people. She probably overheard me saying, I need this. So she said, yeah, I saw something shiny at the bottom of the ocean and I dove down to go get it. What are the odds? Seriously, people. Shit shows up when you do. There's no way I would have been on that catamaran any other reason than my inner voice said, go now. And I was like, why? This sounds horrible except for the free drinks. Don't want to do it. Don't want to do it. But I did. And look what happened. Please let that encourage you. When you get the nudge, then go. Do it. And by the way, if you set out and you forget your under eye concealer, don't worry, because it'll show up again later. Probably. Thanks for listening. This is Lonnie Ray, and I'm out for now, but I'll be back.